may you mightily increase, Lord, during this time.
求你让 Helicon 和我可以衰微，你可以兴盛。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Good morning. Amen. So we are in a series for the first service for Resound. It's called Jesus Revealed.
我们在这样一个耶稣启示的这样一个系列里面。
And Jesus Revealed, the reason we called it Jesus Revealed is because we're exploring the life of Jesus in Mark.
为什么我们叫它耶稣启示的是因为我们通过马可福音在探索耶稣的生平。
And the reason why, I've explained it many times before, but for you, I'm going to share it again.
我已经解释过很多次了，但是对于你们我还要再说一次。
Is that during this time,a lot of the people were starting to die, whether by persecution or by old age.
就是在有很多的人都因为逼迫死亡。
Yeah, or the old age, they were dying.
在古代的时候，他们正在死去。
So Mark.
对，说是因为年龄大，他们在死去。对。
And then Mark is basically collects.All of this eyewitness accounts, including Peter's, right before he died.
所以马可就收集了这一些的见证，包括彼得的见证，在他死去之前。
And so the point is to paint a picture of who Jesus really is. What did he do?
用来描绘一个图画，就是谁是耶稣，他做了什么。
And so where we find ourselves today in Mark is a very interesting spot.
我们可以在马可福音当中找到一个我们自己很有趣的。一个地方
because it's been a lot of stories of Jesus doing amazing things.
他花了很多的笔墨来写耶稣行一些神迹。
Yeah, and he's been healing. He's been helping conquer death. He's helped. He's been showing that he is powerful.
他行神迹，他治病，他来显示自己是非常有能力的。
And now Jesus, he returns to his hometown.
现在耶稣回到了他的故乡。
In some sense, he's kind of a celebrity now.
从某种意义上说，他现在是一个名人了。
Not that he wants to be a celebrity, but people see him as somewhat of a kind of a miracle worker, a teacher, a great teacher.
不是说他想出名，而是人们把他当做一个行神迹的人或者一个老师。
And so the question I want to hold in your mind today is what is their reaction? What is his hometown's people's reaction to Jesus.
我想你们放在脑子里的问题是谁是这些人他们的对耶稣的反应是怎么样呢？
And I couldn't think of a good I have a word and it's harder to translate in Chinese because it's a very weird word. Scandal.
有一个很奇怪的词有点难翻译成中文就是耻辱
Yeah, because the word scandalousness is, I don't think, an official word. If you do Microsoft Word, it always has that red light under it, so it says it's not the right spelling.
这个词如果你在那个 Microsoft Word 里面打进去，它会给你划那个红线，它说这不是一个正常的词汇。
But the definition of a scandal is this.
但是这个 scandalousness 的它的定义是什么呢？
是 Oh, it is. An action...or an event regarded as wrong, morally or legally wrong.
是一个行为或者一个事件被认为是错误的。
And what happens is it causes anger, outrage.
从而引起了一些的纷争。
So something that Jesus was saying, something that he was doing, was creating offense to a lot of people.
所以耶稣做的一些事情，他说的一些事情，对许多人来说是非常的非常的刺激他们的。
So it wasn't just challenging them on the outside.
不只是外在的挑战他们。
It was challenging their beliefs.
也挑战了他们的信仰。
Their presuppositions.
他们之前的认识。
Their worldviews, what's inside their heart.
他们的世界观，他们心里的想法。
So what is their...reaction that's coming from the heart. What is that internalized comes to the outside reaction that they're having?
所以他们内心里的想法就外在的表露出来，就是他们的反应。
And so today's sermon is titled Scandalousness of Jesus.
所以今天的题目就是耶稣基督的耻辱。
And let me break the three points down for today.
所以我们今天有三点。
The first point is scandalousness of Jesus.
第一点就是耶稣基督的耻辱。
Second one is scandalousness of the normal.
第二点是普通人的耻辱。
And lastly, is scandalousness to be shared?
第三点是就是分享的耻辱。
So, we've already read the scripture text today, so we're going to cover our first point. I'm going to have Austin read it in Mandarin. Can you read the passage in Mandarin?
Okay.
Do you have it?
我来读一下
这个 verse 1 to 6. Verse
对，我来读一下这个马可福音第一到第六章第一到第六节的中文。耶稣离开那里。来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说：“这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？这不是木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹不是也在我们这里吗？”他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说：“大凡先知，除了本地亲属本家以外，没有不被人尊敬的。”耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
Okay, so when you read this text, if you do not put yourself there, it's very hard to enjoy it or to understand it.
你在读这一段经文的时候，如果不把自己放在那个环境里，你就很难有这种感受。
So you have to imagine, Jesus, you're part of this hometown.
你要想象，耶稣在他的家乡。
And you're part of this hometown. You're part of this small little village in the middle of nowhere. Not very famous.
就你想象在那个一个小的村庄里面，非常小的村庄。
And it, all of a sudden, a person that left your little village.
突然一个离开你这个村庄的人。
Not very special.
一个很普通的一个人。
Comes back and he's a rabbi. He's this miracle worker. He has disciples that follow him.
他突然回来了，说他是一个拉比，他是一个行神迹的人，一个先知。
So what is their reactions to Jesus?
那他们的对耶稣的一种反应是怎么样的
？And what I want to point you to is two words that you see here in verse 2 and 3.
我要指出的是，在第二到第三节你看到的两个。
At the very end of verse or middle of verse 2, they say they were astonished.
在第二节的中间，他说他们感觉甚稀奇。
And the other word is they started to take offense. Take offense.
另外一个是他们
took offense at the very end of verse 3 at the very end.
对，他们就厌弃他。
Okay, and so I don't know if Chinese. I've never heard these words in Chinese before, but if they're kind of they're very negative, okay? The second word, took offense, is this based on this Greek word that means it's like a stumbling block.
我没有读过中文，但我知道他们对耶稣的评价是非常的负面的。就这个厌弃他，这里原文的意思就是把他当做一个绊脚的石头。
Basically, they are so upset, so disgusted, so repelled by Jesus.
基本上他们就是感觉非常的反感，非常的厌恶耶稣。
This word or something similar to it is used throughout Mark 8 times. Every time it's used, it usually talks about a person that has a hard time, is being prevented somehow from coming to faith in Jesus.
这个词在马可福音被用了8次。大多数的时候都是讲一个人有一些比较因为一些困难不能信仰耶稣基督。
So to these people, Jesus, he's scandalous.
所以对于这些人来说，耶稣基督就是一个就是一个绊脚石，一个耻辱。
And so what was so upsetting about Jesus that made him so offensive to all these people around him?
为什么人们为了耶稣感到那么不安？为什么耶稣对他们来说，这么的让人讨厌
？Here, I want you to take a moment. If you have your Bible, take a look. We're going to walk through the first five chapters of Mark. We're going to look at how Jesus creates such a negative reaction.
如果你带了圣经的话，我们可以看一下，我们走一走前五马可福音前五章，看一下耶稣之前做了什么。
I have limited time, so I'm going to do it very fast.
我要非常快的讲。
Chapter one.
第一章。
He calls his disciples to be fishers of men.
他让他的门徒得人如得鱼。
Actually, right before that, he is proclaiming this message. He says, "The time has come, or fulfilled."The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
在之前，他事实上他宣称，他说这个时候已经到了，让他的门徒悔改。
So basically, he calls these random people, these fishermen. They don't have a PhD. They don't have a master's in theology. He calls these fishermen.
所以他就是呼召了这些看起来很随机的人，他们没有神学的硕士博士，他们就是普通的人。
And then he heals this man with an unclean spirit.
然后他治了他把这个用把这个有污鬼的人治好。
And so the crowds, they're astonished. They're very surprised.
所以人群就感觉非常的诧异。
And they start to bring all their family, their friends to get healed by Jesus.
所以他们就把他们的家人朋友都带来让耶稣医治。
But they come for all the wrong reasons.
但他们来的动机是错的。
It's a chapter 1 verse 38. Jesus says, "Hey, I'm not here for this." He says, "Let us go to the other towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out."
所以耶稣在第一章他就说我来并不是为了做这件事情，所以他说我们去其他的城市其他的镇给他们传道，因为我来是为了这件事情。
But he doesn't stop healing, right?
但他没有停止治病。
The next person he heals is this leper. This, yeah.
第二个他下一个他治的人是一个长大麻风的人。
And the thing about that is, this person was so considered unclean, he couldn't be part of society. He was left away from society.
我们可以看到这个人，他被认为是非常不洁的，他甚至不能成为社会里的一部分。
For the man to be even close to Jesus is already troubling.
Can you repeat it?
Yeah, it's very troubling.
对，他甚至他靠近耶稣就是非常讨厌，非常让人讨厌的一件事情。
And what does Jesus do? He doesn't just heal him; he touches him.
所以耶稣做了什么？他不光是治好了他，他摸了他。
Which is against the law. If you touch someone that's dirty, you become dirty too.
所以人们认为，如果你碰了这个不洁的人，你也会变成不洁。
And then after this, he goes to another place. He's at home. He's preaching to a crowd inside his house. It's so crowded.
所以他之后他就回去，他向人群来传道。
And then the friends, these four friends, bring their friend that is paralyzed.Through the roof, they cut a hole in the roof and bring the friend down.
所以有几个人，他们就把他们的朋友从那个屋顶上放下来，他们瘫痪的朋友。
And Jesus, what does he say? He says, "Your sins are forgiven."
耶稣说你的罪赦了。
But who can really forgive? But God, only God could.
除了上帝，谁可以赦罪呢？
And so immediately there, he's already challenging their perspective that Jesus, he's God.
所以他们就完全在挑，他完全在挑战人们的认知的，等于说我耶稣就是上帝。
And then a few minutes later, a few passages later, you see him. He's sitting with who?
几章以后我们可以看到他和谁坐在一起呢
？He's sitting with sinners, with tax collectors. These are the people that are considered, the society's most hated people, most disliked people.
他和罪人和税吏和这些社会上人们认为是最讨厌的这些人在一起。
And now the religious people are like, why is he doing that?
所以这些宗教人士他们就问他，你为什么要这样做呢？
And then he starts to challenge the religious folks in their view of faith, their understanding of God.
所以他就开始挑战这些犹太教人士他们的信仰，他们对上帝的看法。
He questions two things.
这个问题是这样。
Fasting.
禁食。
And Sabbath. Taking Sabbath.
安息日。
And with fasting, he says basically, you cannot fit me into an old wineskin. Because if you do, I will break forth from it. That you cannot hold it and define me by what you already understand. I'm something greater. I'm something new.
所以关于禁食，他说你不能把这个新酒装在这个旧的那个皮囊里面，这样会把皮囊给弄破。对。
Because Jesus is something new, something fresh.
因为耶稣就是一些新的一个新的东事物。
And then he says to Sabbath regarding Sabbath, he says, "I'm the Lord of the Sabbath."
关于安息日，他说我是安息日的主。
And basically, when he says that, he's saying is that the way you do religious practice, you've missed everything. You missed the point.
他的信息是什么？就是你们过宗教生活的方式，其实你们错过了所有真正有意义的事情。
And then you get to chapter 3 in verse 6.
然后在第三章的第六节。
You see these other group of people, the Herodians, they start to meet with the Pharisees.
我们看到另外一伙人，这个希律党，他们和
The best way to define the Herodians is that they are like, they're like the liberals. They're like the culturally, they're like the people that have been placed there by the Romans to kind of watch over the government or the people.
所以这些希律党怎么形容他们？他们就像现在社会上这些 liberal 这些自由派，他们就是他们去适应这些罗马的生活方式。
So you have these Pharisees who are the religious, the conservatives.
而这些法利赛人就是这些宗教保守派。
Meeting with the liberals, the Herodians.
所以这些保守派和自由派的希律党，他们就聚在一起。
And basically, they're plotting Jesus' death.
他们在阴谋服侍耶稣。
And then later on, in verse 30:22.Even experts of the law come from the capital to see who Jesus is.
所以在第二十三节，我们可以看到，甚至这些法律专家，他们也从首都来讨论耶稣的事情。
And they don't understand Jesus, and they say, you know what? You work for the devil. Everything you're doing is because of the devil.
所以他们不理解耶稣，他们说你是靠鬼王来赶鬼的。
And if you read, and if you read in chapter 3, even his family thinks he's crazy.
所以我们读第三章的话，我们可以看到，甚至他的家人都觉得他是疯狂的。
They're so embarrassed that if you read verse 20-21, or even the last part, 31-34, or 35, they're trying to pick him up, grab him, so to bring him home, because they think he's crazy.
我们如果看20-21, 22, 甚至31-32，我们可以看到他们想把他去想把他劝回家，因为他们觉得他疯了。
And when you get chapter 4.Jesus basically tells these parables to tell what he's really doing. He uses this gospel, uses sowing the seeds, which I shared a few weeks ago.
第四章耶稣就讲了这个撒种的，讲了这个比喻来说明他到底在做什么。
And after that, he starts to heal people. He heals people of, he stops a storm from happening. He stops it immediately, like that.
他甚至停止了，马上就停止了一个风暴。
Not only that,He heals a demon-possessed man.
之后治好了一个被鬼附的人。
He heals a woman, raises a girl from the dead.
然后让一个死去的女孩复活。
See, Jesus was showing again his authority that he has power. He is God.
所以耶稣在显出他的权柄来，他就是那个人。
What I've just tried to show you is that all these different people, all these different groups have different responses, different.Ways to look at Jesus and how he's working at them.
所以我要表达的就是这些不同的人群，他们对耶稣有着非常不同的反应。
You see, to the very religious people, he tells them, your worldview, your faith, the way you do things, it's all kind of wrong.
所以他对这些非常虔诚的人说，你们的宗教生活，你们做事情的方式是完全错误的。
You can't just do the right thing. Your inward, your heart also matters. Your motives matter.
所以你们不能光做这个对的事情，你们的内心也是同样重要的。
And what he says is, the good people that you think are good,
你们这些好人，你们认为你们自己是好人。
You are just as bad as the bad people that you say are bad.
但其实你和你们说的坏人一样坏。
And so to that, that's to the religious people. But to the non-religious people, what does he say?
那这是对这些宗教人士，那对其他人他是怎么说的？
To the people that don't believe,
对于不信的人，
he spends time with them.He connects to them in ways that they've never had any religious person talk to them.
他和他们有联系，有这种和他们说话，这是一种这些其他的宗教人士从来不会做的事情。
He challenges their deepest desires. He challenges who they worship, why they worship.
所以他完全的挑战了他们挑战他们的观念，你们在敬拜谁？你们为什么要敬拜？
And what he says is, you can't worship your old power anymore because it doesn't work.
他说你不能用你们自己的力量来敬拜，因为这是没有用的。
You can't overcome anything by yourself.
你不能自己来克服任何事情。
And he basically saying is, only through me can you be saved.
所以他基本上就是在说，只有通过我，你才能得救。
So to the poor, to the rich, to men and to women.
所以不管是对男人、对女人、对穷人、对富人
，to Gentiles, to Jewish people.
不管是外邦人还是犹太人
，He basically says you all need this.
所以他就说你们都需要这个。
It doesn't matter what your social economic status is, your class or your race or your gender.
不管你的种族、你的阶级、你的经济状况是怎
么样 ，That does not determine your relationship with God.
这不决定你和上帝的关系
，Right? It's about your heart. It's about your motives, your character that I care about. Do you believe you have faith in me?
这是关于你的内心，你的信仰，你是不是相信耶稣
？So I am taking a little bit of a jump, but I think that's why Jesus creates such a visceral, such an internal angry reaction from people. Because some people here would say, you know what? Jesus, you're too gracious. You're too nice to people.
这是为什么耶稣让人这么的那么的反感？可能有些人对耶稣说，你知道怎么样？你太好了，你对人实在是太好了。
And for others, it's,You're too hard. I can't live up to your standard.
对另外一些人说，你实在是太苛刻了，我们不能按照你的标准来生。
And what I'm trying to say is that Jesus creates outrage, anger to everybody. He's scandalous to everybody, even to us today.
所以我们就说耶稣我就说耶稣给每一个人让每一个人都感觉非常的非常的愤怒不安，甚至在今天。
I think for some the gospel is too narrow, too 窄。
所以有一些福音的有一些部分可能看起来太窄了。
Especially for like maybe people that aren't Christian, they'll say, "Oh, you know what? Only Jesus, you're the only way. How's that possible? That's not fair."
特别是不是基督徒的朋友，可能就会说：“耶稣你是唯一的路，这怎么可能呢？这公平吗
？”And for other people.The religious people, especially here, I'm sure you say, you know what? It's too wide. There's too many people that are allowed in.
对于另外一些非常虔诚的这些宗教人士，对于他们可能说这条路太宽了，有太多的人了。
Yeah, I was going to share a quote, but we're going to skip the quote. So if you could go to the next point.
我们来到下一点。
It's okay. We don't need to go quote, yeah. For second point, scandalousness of the normal.
第二点是这个普通人的词。
Before I start, I can summarize. So what I was trying to say in the first point is Jesus, what he is doing is so, creates such a reaction in everybody, including those that are listening to him, that are meeting him.
所以耶稣基督他做的事情给每一个人都让每一个人都有非常大的反应。
But if you read verse 2 and 3 again,
但是你如果读第二节和第三节的话，
If you look at that really carefully, what I want you to notice,
你非常仔细读，我想你们注意到的是
，I think it shows what they're really thinking.
它表现出了他们真实的想法。
And I think that's very similar to you and I today as we try to worship God. And sometimes we are hindered, or we're stopped from, restricted from worshiping God because of these similar doubts.
所以这个是和你和我们今天的想法是非常像的，这是给很多人阻止了他们来敬拜上帝。
What were they really saying here?
他们真实的在这里说了什么呢？
I didn't think it's very similar to what happened before. They're questioning Jesus's background, basically.
所以这里和之前的不同，他们对耶稣的问题是耶稣的背景。
And I think the best way to look at it is.How could Jesus be better than us?
所以 最好的解读的方式就是为什么耶稣可以比我们更好。
If you read in chapter verse 3, it says they even call him, isn't he just a carpenter? Isn't he the son of Mary?
所以他在第三节他就说他不就是那个木匠吗？不就是玛利亚的儿子？
So a lot of people, like a lot of the experts will argue, like, what does this mean? Why do they call him son of Mary? It's not acceptable to call you by your mother's name. Yeah, I'm okay with that, right? But at that time, it was pretty insulting, supposedly.
很多专家他们都在讨论为什么他要这样叫的是他妈妈的那个儿子。这在当时是很侮辱性的一种叫。
Is Joseph dead?
难道约瑟死了吗？
Or maybe it's because they're such a small village. They all knew the story of Mary and how she had Jesus before she was officially married with Joseph.
所以或者是他们是一个非常小的村子，所以每个人都知道玛利亚的故事，知道她是在结婚之前就怀了耶稣。
And if you read verse 4, Jesus responds by saying this. He says, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household."
所以第四章我们看到耶稣的反应就是说，但凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。
Yeah, basically, prophets throughout history of in the Bible have been rejected by their own people.
所以整个历史上这些圣经里面的先知都是被他本地本乡的人厌弃的。
The American like 成语 they use is this quote they use. It says familiarity breeds contempt. Have you heard that word before?
所以有一个美国的成语就是说熟悉可以让人感到轻蔑。
I guess because you know the person so well, it's very you see more of him, so you kind of have more reasons to look down at the person or have.See their negative side.
所以，如果你对一个人非常熟悉的话，你就更容易看到他负面的地方，就有更多的理由来看低他。
But I think the best way for us to understand today is I need a volunteer. I need someone in this crowd today. Who wants a volunteer? Don't be afraid.
最好的理解的方法是我需要一个志愿者，有没有人可以来参与
？Okay, I'll use one. I'll just do one. I'll use Edie. Sorry, Edie.
所以我
no, look, see, I was already, I saw you. Imagine if, okay.I don't want to say she's Jesus, but imagine if we were at Jesus' time, and we've seen Yidi grow up all her life, and she comes back, and she is the Messiah. Hypothetically, okay? Don't misquote me here. We'd be like, no way! Isn't she Mian's daughter? Wait a second. Isn't she just go to UCSB? You know, what's the big deal?
So, 想象一下，她在耶稣的那个时代，然后。他也是回来了。他说他是弥赛亚。那我们也会说，这怎么可能？他不就是那个 UCSB 的那个人
？You guys understand? Okay. Here's another good one. Okay, sorry. Thanks, Edie. Okay, I'll use myself. I find I have a hard time. I like this quote because I find that when I talk to my family about Jesus, I have a hard time too.
我很喜欢这一段，是因为我发现，在我对我的家人谈耶稣基督的时候，我也同样有很难的时候。
And maybe even with some of you guys.That know me for a while.
也许也是你们当中一些人的问题。
Because I wasn't always doing what I'm doing right now.
我不是总是在做现在的。
Yeah, my parents they see me as little greedy helicard, right? Angry little helicard, right?
所以我的父母是看到我是一个非常小的一个小孩子。
So they don't always see the person I am today.
所以他们不是总是看见现在这样一个我。
And I'm sure that there are a lot of you here that know me for a long time. You remember when I was younger before I was very.Loud and annoying at church.
甚至你们当中的很多人可能也看到过我年轻的时候。我年轻的时候是一个非常大声的、讨人厌的一个。
And I think the real question that they are saying is this.
所以他们真正说的一个问题是这样的。
How could Jesus, who came from our group, from our little village in the middle of nowhere, how could this Mr. Normal guy be the one, be the Messiah?
为什么耶稣基督这样一个从我们的村子里面出来的这么一个普通人可以是弥赛亚，可以是基督？
太普通 ，That's good. How could God's plan come in such a simple, normal, not spectacular, not magnificent way?
为什么上帝的计划是通过这样一个非常普通、非常平凡，而不是一个很出奇的方式来实现
？Why a son of a carpenter?
为什么是一个木匠的儿子
？Okay, at that time, carpenter is actually not bad. Okay, it's not a bad thing, but it's still kind of like, right? Not a government official, not an educated person.
那个时候木匠不是非常身份低的，但他也不是什么 受过教育的或者是官员。
Yeah, I think what is being shown here is that there is a level of expectations that we all have.
所以这里展现出是我们每个人都有一种自己的期望。
Especially his people here, Jesus's people.
所以特别是这些人。
Their expectation of a Jesus, this Messiah, is one that is strong, that's powerful, that's going to win a war against the Romans, have victory.
所以这些以色列人他们对基督的想象是他是应该是一个非常非常有能力的强人可以带领他们反抗罗马。
That he would be a savior that would relieve them of their political and social status quo.
所以他是这样一个救世主可以把他们从这种政治的压迫里面释放出来。
And I think for them and for us often is that we expect that, you know what, this savior that comes has to be someone that's very powerful because by doing so, he could help us escape from the way our lives are today.
所以我们也可能会这样想，就是这个救世主应该是一个非常有能力的人，所以只有这样他才可以帮我们逃离现在的这种处境。
And what I want to say is the way Jesus went about saving people is very different.
但是实际上耶稣要拯救人的方法是非常不同的。
It happened at that time, right in their lives.
那个就是在他们这些人的生命中，在那个时候发生。
It wasn't special, it was a spectacular. It was in the very simplest of starts.
它不是非常非常非常非常出奇非常只是非常平凡的。
He comes, he came, he was born to a young girl, young woman, right? He has to grow up, he's a little baby, he has to be a baby like the babies in the back. He has to go through the whole process of growing and being like any of us, has to eat, has to use the restroom, has to sleep, has to learn everything.
所以他就像每个人一样，他从一个年轻的女孩生出来，然后也是一个小婴儿，然后也像每一个普通的人一样他长大他也需要吃饭也需要上也需要去洗手间也需要学习。
Like a seed that is planted, it starts to slowly, it takes time. You have to cultivate, it grows. And it becomes a tree that can bear fruit, which it does.
他就慢慢的这样长大就成为一棵可以结果的树。
But it wasn't just a tree that's in the middle of nowhere, a special place, right? No, it's in the reality of our lives, in his life.
它不是在一个不知名的地方的一棵树，而是在我们生命里面，在这里的一棵树。
I can imagine Jesus could get a cold, he could be sick. He could get a cold, could get mal.
对，他可以感冒，他可以生病。
You know what? At the end of his life, he gets falsely accused. He is tried. He is executed on the cross.
在他生命的最后，他甚至被审问，他被钉死在十字架上。
You remember even when he was arrested.One of his disciples tried to cut a guy's ear off, cuts a guy's ear off, and he's rebuked by Jesus.
在他被抓的时候，他们那个他的门徒试图要把抓他的人的把抓他的人的耳朵砍下来。
He doesn't fight back. He doesn't try to save himself.
他被耶稣喝止了，因为他不想还击，不想救自己。
What other savior would die in such a weak, unexpected way?
一个救世主怎么会用这样一种软弱的、出人意料的方式死亡呢
？Who would die and then resurrect after three days? Who could do that?
但是谁可以死了以后三天复活呢？谁可以做到
？And then you know what he does after 3 days? He comes back. He visits his followers.
你知道吗？他三天以后复活以后，他回来，他访问了他的这些追随者。
He meets with them. He talks with them. He eats with them. He lets them poke fingers on him.
他遇见他们和他们说话和他们一起进餐甚至让他们把手探进他手指探进他手上的那个洞。
Who does that? Who connects with all of us in such different ways? It would die for us willingly for our sins.
谁可以做这个呢谁可以跟我们有这样的关系呢谁可以为我们的罪死呢
I want to say this. I, before I became a Christian, I was a practicing Buddhist for a while.
Sorry.
I was a practicing Buddhist for a while before I became a Christian.
我在成为基督徒之前，我曾经是佛教徒。
And you know, not just that, but I spent a long time looking at faiths, trying to find God. I don't even know I was trying to find God. I was trying to find something.
很长时间研究信仰，试图来找到上帝。
And in a lot of the faiths, it's always about separation. It's always about separating yourself from the people that are bad, to be set apart, to be very exclusive in your worship.
很多的宗教都是关于分离的，就是把你和这些很坏的人分隔开来。
I'm not here to diss other religions or other faiths. I'm just saying, but there's something about Jesus, his so simple, his averageness, his ordinariness, that undermines all our definitions of salvation. Nobody does it the way Jesus did. Nobody.
我不是说我贬低其他的宗教，但是耶稣他对这个这个救赎的这个定义是没有任何人可以提出做到的。
And you know, obviously, the one I always like to think about is that every other religions or faiths head or beginning, they're dead, right? You might see a spiritual figure, but you won't see a live person, right? But we know that Jesus in the scriptures has come back to life. He is alive, right? He is the only Savior that's still alive.
我们知道其他宗教他们虽然也有领袖，但是只有耶稣基督他是唯一一个从死里面复活的。
So what's a good example to show you guys about the expectations thing? I was trying to think of a good example.
这里有一个很好的例子来告诉你们关于期望。
I think there's a really good story in the Bible that really shows that. There's a few good stories. I just thought of the first one in Mark. So the one in Mark that I want you to look at is the story of the rich young man. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 31.
所以我希望你这个故事是这个有富有的少年的故事，在马可福音第十章17到三十一。
We're just going to read 17 to 22. I'm just going to have you read it in Mandarin, please.
我来读一下中文的17到23节。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”他对耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”他听见这话，脸色就变了，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。耶稣周围一看，
okay.
对门徒说
：“That's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay.
Thanks. So the story very simple. Rich guy comes up to Jesus and wants to talk to him, right?”
这故事很简单，就是一个有钱人到耶稣面前和他说话。
And Jesus answers him with this very difficult or simple request.
耶稣回答他一个可以说很简单或者很难的一个方法。
But he could not let go of his wealth, his riches.
但他并不能放弃他的财富。
But I think more than that, okay, first time out. If I asked anybody here to give up everything they feel comfortable they have, I would say it's hard too, okay? It's not easy. So I don't want to shortchange that this guy's request is very difficult.
我如果要求任何人来放弃他的财产的话，我知道这都是很难的，所以我不是说这个是非常容易的一件事情。
But what I want you to notice is he had a level of expectations of what it means to be saved.
但是我要提醒你们的是，他自己有一个期望，就是什么样的事情是得救所需要的。
And I think when he asked Jesus this question, he's not really looking for a specific answer. I feel like almost he's trying to affirm that his life has been good.
他问这个耶稣这个问题的时候，他可能并不是在找一个答案，而是他想通过耶稣确认一下自己的生活是好的。
Because I think in his life, the one thing that's gone right for him is that he has really practiced his faith.
所以他在他的生活中确实在践行他的信仰。
I always like to think of this guy as very religious and very rich.
他很有钱也很虔诚。
And you know what? He has everything. He doesn't need anything.
他需要所有，他有所有的东西，所以他就不需要任何东西。
And yet, I think what he wanted to say to Jesus was, "Look, I've done everything. I've done it all. I've been a good person." That's what he says, right?
所以他真的想跟耶稣说的是，你看我什么都有，我什么都做了，所以我就是一个好人。
And I want you to see something Jesus says is so beautiful.
所以我们要注意耶稣的回答是非常美的。
In verse 21, he says, "He looked at him." He loved him.
耶稣看着他就爱他。
And then he said to him,
他说,
you still lack one thing, small thing, your blind spot. Sell everything you have. Give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.
就是变卖你所有的，去分给穷人，你就会有财宝在天上，你还要来跟随我。
You see, that's the one that he couldn't let go of, right?
这个就是耶稣对他的
You see, he had a certain level.
他不能放弃的。
Yeah, sorry. He had a certain level of expectations. But the man,
他有一定的程度的期望。
But the man couldn't get rid of that idol, that one small idol in his life, his wealth.
但是他不能放弃他生命里的这一个偶像。
Because you know what? That was what he was worshiping. His real name here. Do we know his real name? No, we know him as one name. Rich young man. That's his name. Right? Because that's what defined him. He was religious. He was righteous. And so what I'm trying to say is, we all, like this young man, he comes with a level of expectations.
所以我们都像这个年轻的少年一样，我们都有一种期望。
And the question you have to ask is, how has Jesus challenged those expectations that each of you have brought today?
所以问题就是耶稣是怎么挑战了每一个人的，我们每一个人的这个期望。
And what I'm going to say next, I want to first preface with a I love you when I say this.
我要说这个之前，我先要说一下我爱你们。
But if you've never felt challenged before,
但是如果你从来没有感受过挑战的话
，If you've never been challenged by Jesus and what He's taught and what He says in His truth,
如果你从来没有感受到被耶稣说的话所挑战的话
，Then I have to wonder if you really understand the gospel.
我要提醒你，你是不是真的明白耶稣的意思
Because I think all of us have a measure of sin, of pride, that still keeps us from God.
So, 我们每一个人都还是有一定程度的罪，有骄傲来。
And I think whatever that is, we use it as a measure of bargaining chip with God.
我们不管是什么，我们用这样的东西来衡量自己和上帝的。
I think that's the blind spot we all have.
这是我们每个人都有。
Sometimes it can just be proud of being so faithful. That can be a pride.
所以他因为自己非常的虔诚感到很骄傲。
What I just want to close with is that it's seeing the scandal of Jesus, you feel it, and yet you're offended by it.But it doesn't make you turn away from him. That's how you're supposed to react. To accept it and to receive it. That is what I think Jesus is challenging every one of us to do when we hear his gospel.
So, 我这里要结束这一点。
Sorry, that's
long. 我这里要结束这一点就是这个耶稣的耻辱就是
I just basically said that there's a way you can react. That you are offended by the gospel, but you also still...receive it.
对，就是你还是可以有一个反应的。虽然你认为福音对你是很有挑战的，但是你还是可以接受它。
And I think it's interesting because in verse 5 of chapter 6, he says.
第六章的第五节，他说。
You say it. Just read it in Chinese. It's fine.
Read it. 耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。
So I want to say this, Mark.He is very honest. He writes stuff that doesn't make a lot of people look very good.
马可是一个非常诚实的人，他写出来的东西，很多人看了都不是觉得。
But I was thinking about this verse a lot because it makes Jesus look like he can't heal these people.
我们看这一篇。
Oh, you can't. It looks like Jesus can't heal people.
这一节看起来好像耶稣不能给人治病。
But I don't think that's what's the issue here.
但我觉得这不是这里的问题。
He's not limited by his inability to heal.
他并不是说受能力所限来治病。
But I think what he sees is that the more he helps them, the more he heals them, their hearts are already moving so negatively. It would only exacerbate, it would make things worse.
但是他看到的是，他如果去他给这些人治病，他行神迹， 是把他们的心推向一个负面的负面的情况，并不是真正帮助他们。
Because again, Jesus isn't just here to heal; he's here to tell them something very radical, very offensive.
所以耶稣来并不是只是来治病的，他是来告诉大家一个非常决定、非常根本性的、非常颠覆性的信息的。
How is your heart responding to this?
所以你的心要怎么对这件事要怎么反应
？Is it so negative that Jesus no longer can do things in your heart to heal you, to restore you?
所以这是非常负面的，但是耶稣在你的心里来治疗你。
But then he doesn't stop there. He doesn't get discouraged by this.
他并没有停下来，他并没有因为这个丧气。
If you read at the very end of verse 6,
如果你读第六节的最后一段。
He goes out to the villages. He continues to share.
他就往周围的乡村去教训人了。他继续传他的道。
And can you finish with verse 7 to 13 in Chinese? Sorry.
7 to 13.
13.
我来读一下第七到第十三节。耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。并且嘱咐他们行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。又对他们说，你们无论到何处，进了人的家就住在那里，直到离开那地方。何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那地的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出了许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
Okay, what Mark is showing here is that Jesus sends out his disciples. It's like a training experience for them.
这里马可要表现的是耶稣，送出了他的门徒，就好像一个训练经历。
But not just that. Just as Jesus, in his message, scandalizes, he sends his people now to do the same thing.To go out and do the same thing as he did.
耶稣因为他的信息受到了屈辱，但是他把这些他的门徒也送出去，经历同样的事情。
And I always think of Matthew. You don't have to go there, but Matthew chapter 10, there's a section where he talks about that you're going to go. He's going to send his disciples out, and they're supposed to heal and preach the gospel, but they're going to get arrested, and then people are going to have to. They're going to need God's help to talk.
在马太福音的第十章，他说过，他要把这些门徒送出去来治病、来传福音，但是你们会被拘捕、会被审问，你们需要上帝的能力来帮助你们。
But here, what he says essentially is this.
Is what?
Basically, what he's saying is this.
这里他说的也是这个。
That you are to be, in some sense, scandalous as well, selectively scandalous.
所以你们也是要。同样的承受这样的屈辱。
We have to go with our own resources only.
我们只能
We have to just go with our own resources, our own resources. 我怎么讲？
资源对。
Okay.
我们只能带自己的资源来出去。
Because if we did so, if we just relied on ourselves, we would be very disconnected. We would not be reliant on other people.
就是我们只能依，如果我们自己依靠自己的资源的话，我们就会变得非常的失去联系，非常的依赖别人。
And you won't always depend on God.
但是我们总是依靠上帝。
Yeah, and so basically, by not having much, you have to trust God.
因为如果没有什么东西的话，你就只能相信上帝。
But not just that, you also have to be reliant or dependent.On the generosity and the hospitality of the other people that welcome you.
不光如此，你也是完全依靠其他的人的慷慨，其他人的好客。
And you're not supposed to jump around. You're supposed to stay at one place, and you need to get to know them, to get involved in their lives, to live with them.
所以你不是到处的乱跑，你是到一个地方，然后融入他们那个环境，他们的生活。
Well, you're not just there to tell them the truth about God.
你不光是在那里告诉他们上帝。
You're also there to do good things to help them, to serve them.
不光是在那里告诉他们上帝的好信息，你也在那里，做好事帮助他们，服侍他们。
See, they were also casting out demons. They were also anointing, healing people that were sick.
他们也同样的来赶鬼，也同
And I think that's a very clear stamp of approval that this is Jesus' people because they're healing.
这个是一个耶稣能力的一个印证, 就是他们可以治病。
That's okay. I'm just trying to think of what to say next. And so the thing is this, you will encounter rejection.
你也会遇到拒绝。
Because if you're selectively scandalous like Jesus is,
因为你们也是被挑选出来像耶稣一样承受屈辱的。
What Jesus says here is, if that happens, shake the dust off your feet.
耶稣这里说的是, 如果这个发生了, 你们就把脚上的尘土剁下去。
What he's saying is it's symbolic.
这个是象征性的。
That what you shared, the truth, the gospel,
你所分享的这个真理, 这个福音,
that really they have a choice to make between accepting or rejecting Jesus.
每个人都有自己的选择, 是接受还是拒绝。
That's not your responsibility to bear.
这不是你的责任。
And so, the first thing I always ask myself questions as I write, is, Helicon, are you telling me that I need to be scandalous too? I need to go out there and meet people and talk to people?
我在这里问自己的一个问题就是, Helicon, 你是不是也承受屈辱? 我是不是也出去来, 和人们来交谈?
But then, I'm guessing that everybody else is thinking the same thing. But you know, have you ever tried to do that to your coworker or your friends? It's so hard.
你们有没有试过和你们的同工或者你们的朋友来做这个? 这是非常难的。
Right, that's probably what you guys are thinking. It's like, Helicon, I've tried to do it at school, I tried to do it with my professors, I tried to talk to my friends, I did it at the gym, at the supermarket, Starbucks, coffee shop, I don't know, wherever else, airport. I've tried. It's so hard.
你可能会告诉我, 我跟我的教授, 我的朋友, 我在超市里, 在星巴克, 很多地方, 我都试过了, 这是很难的。
And not only that, have you ever encountered insults or like been called names or hated for it or disliked for it?
你是不是因为这些事情受过屈辱呢? 是不是因为这些被人讨厌呢?
And I'll say today, first thing here, I'll say it to you all truthfully.
我要非常诚实地告诉你们,
I'm scared too.
我也害怕。
I'm afraid of rejection.
我非常害怕被拒绝。
And it hurts.
这非常伤人。
And it's not easy.
这也不是很容易的一件事。
I do it pretty often, I still get rejected.
我做, 但是我也被拒绝。
Sometimes from the people I least expect. So there's a guy I met for a while, and I do it very slow. Some people I do it very slow. I'm very patient. I can wait a whole couple years, okay? And then I finally take the step to tell him a little bit more about Jesus, and like exploded at me. Just got so angry.
有这样一个人, 我花了一些时间和他相处, 有些人我会花很长的时间跟他相处, 然后 慢慢地告诉他一些信息, 但是当我说了一点的时候, 他就好像爆炸了一样, 他非常的生气。
What I'll show you, what I want to point out is the gospel, it is offensive. It doesn't need you to be offensive.
我要指出的是, 福音本身, 它就是非常的, 刺激人的。
But I like to think of it as two ways. It's either very welcoming to some people who need it.
它是两面的, 它可能对一些人来说是非常受欢迎的, 对那些需要它的人。
And I think oftentimes it's more offensive, challenging.
但是更多的时候它是非常的挑战人,
because
非常的激怒人。
It's very abrasive to the world's views and faiths.
因为它和这个世界的观念是非常的不一样的。
And I think Jesus is calling us to be, share this gospel that's welcoming and challenging.
所以耶稣在这里就是呼召我们来分享这个激怒人的信息。
And we may be rejected for it.
我们可能会被拒绝。
There's two types of people that often Christians that I see that share this gospel message. There's two types.
Sorry.
There's two types. 两种。
有两次我看。有两种。 有两种, 有两种基督徒, 我看到。
Okay, they're like extremes. They're usually, it's very rare that I find people more in between, mostly on the edges, okay? There's the kind of person that says, you know what? I'm going to share the gospel message by loving people, by being very welcoming. The gospel message is very welcoming.
有一些基督徒他分享的是一种非常受人欢迎的福音。
But you know what? They never talk about God. They never talk about faith. They never challenge them with the gospel story.
但是他们实际上很少谈论上帝，也很少挑战人。
They're just very loving.
这只是非常有爱。
And then I meet the other kind. the other side. It's just very challenging.
另外一级他们是非常的挑战人。
And and basically those people, when they talk to you, they make you feel so unwelcome.
基本上那些人和你说话的时候，他让你感觉到你是非常不受欢迎。
And they challenge you so harshly that it offends you. It drives you away from Jesus.
非常非常非常严厉的来挑战你。
So rather than,
从耶稣那里。
Yeah. Rather than feeling love, they feel condemnation.Judgment.
你与其说你感觉到爱，你感觉到你被人给论断了。
And I know a lot of you folks here. I know a lot of you are either this or that.
我知道你们这里很多人也是这样。
And I always look to this one verse that a pastor shared with me a long time ago.
我经常看有一节经文是
It's just a piece of John 1:17. John 1:17b, it says, Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Came through Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的第一章第十七
Yeah, second part. It's like a second piece to it. Yeah. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. I think you need to have both. You need to have both grace.But you also have to have truth. There's a way to creatively share the gospel, but also,
就是恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的，所以你不光要有这个真理，也要有恩典。
I think that's how we have to be scandalous, selectively scandalous. We have to be both able to share the grace of Jesus, but also the truth of Jesus.
所以这是我们承受屈辱的方式，就是我们不光分享耶稣的真理，我们也分享他的恩典。
And here's the thing. I think the greatest scandal that's ever happened was not simply our scandals when we get rejected by people.
So, 最大的屈辱不是我们被人拒绝的屈辱。
The rejection of Jesus is the greatest rejection.
对耶稣基督的拒绝才是最大的拒绝。
Because if you look later at Mark chapter 15, verse 34.
如果你看之后的马可福音第十五章。
He says on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他在十字架上说，我的神，我的神，你为什么弃绝我？
See the ultimate scandal, the ultimate rejection is when, yeah.
这是最最终极的屈辱，最终极的拒绝。
Because God the Father rejects completely his very own son.
就是上帝天父他拒绝了他拒绝了他唯一的这个儿子。
But why?
为什么?
Because of our sin.
因为我们的罪。
All our sin, our doubts, our fears, our false expectations.
因为我们的罪，我们的怀疑，我们错误的期望。
Jesus, he bore them, he endured them for us.
耶稣承担了所有的这些为我们。
And he received God's wrath.
他承受了上帝的愤怒。
So that we could be God's very own children.
所以我们可以成为上帝的儿女。
We could be his family.
Sorry.
His family. We could be his family.
我们可以成为他的家人。
We belong to God.
我们属于上帝。
Because of the greatest rejection that happened on Calvary.
是因为这个伟大的拒绝发生在耶稣的身上。
I always find it funny that we're so scared of a small rejection.
我想到了一个非常吓人的词。
Why we're so afraid of small rejection?
为什么我们这么害怕这些小的拒绝呢
？When Jesus has already endured the greatest rejection，
当耶稣已经承受了这个最大的拒绝的时候
，And I think this is a point that nobody really thinks about. But when you are rejected， I think you should count it as a privilege。
所以当你被拒绝的时候，我想你应该把这个当作是一个荣耀。
Because it is a little bit of experience, you are experiencing what Jesus felt.
通过这样一点点的经历，你在经历耶稣经历过的事情。
Yeah, that shouldn't hinder you or I from continuing to reach out to others.
所以这不应该来妨碍你我分享这个给其他人分享这个信息。
Okay, so here, let me close it up.
所以我来做一个结束。
For some of you here, you are Christian.
你们当中很多人，你们不是基督徒。
And you're probably still really upset. Jesus, you're seriously telling me that it's about my sin and that I need you completely. You're the only way.
所以你们可能还感觉非常的 忐忑为耶稣，你说你就是那个唯一的道路是你是我的罪的唯一的道路吗？
And what you're saying is, how could you be so very normal? My expectations of salvation, you make no sense at all. You're not at all what I'm thinking.
为什么你这么频繁呢？根据我对这个救赎的期望，你是完全不一样的。
And for others here,
对你们很多其他的人。
And again, I'm going to say, I love you guys.
你们，我再说一次，我爱你们。
You are the disciples too.
你也是，sorry，你们是门徒，对。
And maybe your life has been very peaceful thus far.
可能你们的生活是非常的平静的。
And you just forgot how scandalous Jesus' gospel really is.
所以，
You forgot how
你
scandalous
你忘记掉那个，耶稣承受的这种屈辱。
And maybe you don't feel anymore that his scandal it challenges your heart.
所以你心里可能不再承受这种屈辱，这种挑战。
That I exhort you to continue to seek out God and to live out that life as he calls his disciples to follow, to reach out to people.
所以我在敦促你们，也还再继续来寻找这种耶稣让他的门徒走的这条路。
Remember, the greatest rejection has already been endured by Jesus.
要记住，最大的拒绝已经由耶稣承受了。
Nothing can separate you from God.
没有什么能把我们和神分离开。
I end with a little simple quote. This is a quote from Lord of the Rings. I really like Lord of the Rings. It's like 美国武侠小说 but it's like old school. yeah, sorry.
最后分享一段。
It's kind of like, it's not as nice, but you know. Okay, why don't you just read it in Chinese? Okay, I'll read it, you just translate me, how's that? Okay. What Frodo is the little hobbit in the beginning. He's given this ring of like great evil, and nobody else could take it, but he is given it to take with him to destroy it. Okay, he's been asked to destroy it. And what he says to Gandalf, this is like a private conversation, he says, I do really wish to destroy it, cried Frodo. Or, well, to have it destroyed. But I'm not made for perilous quests. Oh, I wish I had never seen this ring. Why did it come to me? Why was I chosen? And in Gandalf, he replies, such questions cannot be answered. You may be sure that it was not for merit that others do not possess. Okay. Yeah, I'm just reading it. You want me to just read the whole thing? Okay. Not for power or wisdom at any rate, but you have been chosen, and you must therefore use such strength and heart and wits as you have. That's okay. It's so hard. You guys, we've all been given an opportunity to live out the scandalousness of the gospel. I know it's not favorable for all of us. Maybe we might be rejected. Maybe we are scared. We all are scared, right? But
我们每个人都有这个机会来面对这种圣经上说的屈辱，它不是非常容易的一件事情。每个人都会被吓到。
And I don't know why I put this quote in now. I'm having a hard time to make the connection. But what I'll say is, it's like you have, it is not based on your abilities that God has chosen you, called you to reach out to others and to love others, okay? It's not that at all. Here, you've been given the limited amount of strength, yet God still uses you. And I think in the sharing of the scandalousness to others, we all have an opportunity to do so.
这不是一个基本的能力上帝给予你的，但是在这里我们可以看到每一个人还是上帝都给我们机会可以承受这样的屈辱，向人们来传这个福音。
So, with that said, let us pray.
所以我们来做一个祷告。
Father, thank you again for this. This day,
天上父，感谢这一天。
Thank you for your word today.
感谢你的话语。
This word, I mean, sometimes these passages are so hard.
令人惊讶是这一段真是非常的难。
And I know for some of us here, your word is no longer scandalous.
对于我们很多人来说，你的话语是带来屈辱。
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I think for some of us here, it's good that we genuinely have trusted and received God's truth.
对于很多人来说，这是好的。我们基本上接受了你的话语和你的真理。
But for many of us here, I know that the truth of God still has resonation in our souls, that it still challenges our hearts.
在对于我们其他很多人来说，可能接受你的话语还在灵魂里面还有很多的挑战。
And I know for many of us, we do not live lives that reflect or glorify you.
我们当中很多人，我们没有过的那种荣耀你的生活。
And Lord, the word no longer challenges us, does it no longer offends us.
这些话语不再挑战我们，不再让我们感到激怒。
Father, I pray for those people's hearts that are like this.
父啊，保佑请你帮助这些人的心不要这样。
They would not be hard, so hard that Jesus' healing could not work into their soul.
让他们的心不要如此的坚硬，以至于耶稣的没有办法医治。
For some of us here, we may have negative expectations, false expectations of who Jesus is and what He's done.
可能我们当中的很多人有着对耶稣的错误的期望，谁是基督的？
For those people here,
对于那些人
，I pray for their souls, their hearts, to let go of those things, to receive your word with humility.
对于那些人，我祷告，期望他们的心可以领受谦卑的领受你。
That they would not be named like the rich young man ruler by what they worship, but they would be named by their name that you have given them.
他们并不是由那些他们所崇拜的东西来定义的，而是由你给他们的名来定义的。
Father, these people are your hands.
父啊，所有的人都在你手上。
I pray, Father, that if there is anybody here I've hurt personally or offended unintentionally, that if I've hurt anybody here.
我知道，我祷告，如果我们当中任何人感受到屈辱，感受到屈辱。
That they would receive your truth with grace, and they would forgive me for any sin I've committed against them.
希望他们可以领受到你的恩典，并且忘记掉这种屈辱。
And Father, I pray that your gospel would be what is challenging.
父啊，我祷告你的福音就是那个挑战我们的那个事物。
And we pray that we would also be welcoming through it.
我也祷告，我们在当中是受欢迎的。
Bless us and be with us as we leave these four walls.
保守我们。
And we pray that you would be glorified through our lives.
愿你的名被荣耀。
Jesus Christ, that we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.